Proverbs 23, verses 10 and 11. Do not remove the ancient landmark, nor enter the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is mighty. He will plead their cause against you. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Well, a landmark would be a rock or a tree, a big boulder, stream, something that would say where your neighbor's property ended and your property began. And one of the ways that someone would cheat to steal land from his neighbor would be by moving the landmark to make his own property bigger and his neighbor's property small. And it would be really tempting to do this to someone if their dad had died. Because if their dad had died, and then you went and you did this, they would have a hard time making a case with the judges of the city or the judges of the region. Because usually that's what the husband or the dad would do. He would be the one who went and stood before the judges and stood up for his family and argued his family's case. And now he's gone. But if that had happened, then in Israel, there would be someone who would be called the kinsman redeemer. He'd be the next closest relative, often like an uncle, like your dad's brother. And if the dad had died, then the dad's brother would be the kinsman redeemer, and he would go to the judges, and he would stand up for the family. Well, your dad might not, and maybe these people's dad didn't either. And so the neighbor thought, aha, they don't really have someone to stand up for them. Now, that might be true with the judges of the city, but all sin, even if a crime does not get punished by the government, by the city, by the judges, all sin gets punished by whom?
God.
God, yes. God punishes all sin. Just like we were thinking about earlier, that murder, taking someone's life, is a crime. And governments are supposed to punish people who take people's life. God says the one who takes man's life, by him, by man, his life shall be taken. Well, that's the crime of murder. But the sin of murder isn't just taking someone's life. It's getting angry with them in your heart in that fast, hot way that comes from our sinfulness, not the right anger that is God's anger that comes from Jesus' life, but that wrong kind of anger when you get annoyed and that desire to lash out in your heart. And even sometimes we don't just desire, but we lash out with our arm and we hit our brother or slap him in the face or poke or attack. Well, even without the physical attack, just the heart hatred. It's not the crime of murder, so the government is not supposed to punish that. But it is the sin of murder. Well, just as the crime of murder isn't always punished like it should be, but the sin of murder will always be punished. Is it possible that someone would get away with a sin that God would not punish it? No, even for Christians, God punishes sin. How? He punishes the sins of Christians on Jesus at the cross when Jesus died for us. And so in a similar way, the person who is tempted to remove the landmark of the person who's fatherless and who may be their kinsman redeemer can't be found or is not a good one. He's not very interested in helping them, or maybe he's wimpy and he can't be much help to them. Well, that may be the case with the crime before the judges on earth. But about whom do you think verse 11 is talking when it says, their Redeemer is mighty? He will plead their cause against you. You see, God is also a kinsman redeemer for his people. And in other places in the Bible, he calls himself a husband to the widow, and a father to the fatherless. And he is especially furious, he is especially angry when people take advantage of women who have lost their husbands, when people take advantage of children who have lost their parents. And so there's two things here. There's three things here. One is God hates all kinds of stealing. He hates the moving of the ancient landmark. But another thing is God has a special love for the widow, the woman whose husband has died. God has a special love for children, and especially those children whose fathers have died, those children who are fatherless. And then the third thing, of course, is no sin ever goes unpunished. So never think that you can get that kid at school, or you can get your brother, or you can get someone in some way because no one's watching, or you can get away with it. No, you might get away with it with men, but you won't get away with it with God. And so God in his mercy comes, and he tells us here in Proverbs 23, verses 10 to 11, to think about the Redeemer who is mighty and who will plead their cause against us so that we won't commit that sin. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would make us honest in all our dealings, that we would not steal. And don't let us, Lord, have the wicked idea in our heart that we can sin because we're going to get away with it. Help us always to remember that you see and that you never let sin go unpunished. Oh, forgive us. We realize this and we come running to the cross. We hope in Christ that he who would plead against us has bled for us, and that he is now pleading for us, praying for us on the worthiness of his own blood. Forgive us, Lord, for how we have not been mindful of you and how we have not cared about those who have little help in this world and lack people to stand up for them. Help us, Lord, to be your children in the way that we care about them and stand up for them ourselves. We thank you for hearing us. We pray that your Spirit would write the truths of this part of your word on our heart, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.